organic.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So, is everybody ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay, so, good afternoon, councillors, members of the public. It's Friday the 9th of January, and it is 1 o'clock, and this is the Extraordinary Council meeting. The town clerk is recording this meeting. Can I just ask, is anybody else recording? And the public is welcome to record as well. So, do we have anybody else recording? Thank you. So into the agenda, 2601, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken.
And apologies from Councillor Howie.
Thank you. Do we accept the apology?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 2602, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Can I please ask, does anybody have a declaration of interest?
No.
No? Thank you very much. 2603. A public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Priority will be given to those members of the public wishing to share information relating to items on the agenda. Once the public session is closed, members of the public are not permitted to speak. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to speak?
David Cook.
May I? No, ma'am. Firstly, Carol was just telling me that two people have been to the library to try and sign on to make a formal objection to this local plan, but they were not allowed to because they didn't have a library card.
Now,
I think this is disgusting because I thought the library was free for all ratepayers and residents to use with or without a library card, but obviously I'm mistaken. So I think that should be raised with the City Council again, and a lot of people disenfranchised. Not only that, that having got to a computer, there is no help always because their staff haven't got time necessary to help them. They're lost when they get on there. Can they fill that form. It's bad enough for those that sort of know their way around the system. And it's not easy. Okay, my little moan from that point of view. The other thing, I sent the latest one to John this morning of the draft with the spelling. I'm sorry, I missed the one further down. It wasn't in health and well-being, it was much further down in the document, but the wrong word of patients and residents costs got left behind. My spelling checker hadn't picked it up, though I'd asked it to look for those, it hadn't picked those two up.
Well, it was spelled correctly.
It was spelled correctly, but wrong. Yes, the wrong word. The other thing is, I have done another document to enable Carol to fill in on Monday, if you agree today, to send in your objection, in a format that has the summaries with each section of the local plan that you've got there before you. Because it's easier to fill it in that way, because you can have one document to look at, put in the objection, which will say it's got more than 100 words in most cases, then she can put in the summary 100 words immediately, because it's there in the document, you can copy and paste it in. So that will take care of that one. The other one was sustainability, which is a separate document entirely to the main thrust there. For some reason or other, they've taken it out and put it separately. I have put that on the end of the document where it was originally, but when we had our meeting on Tuesday, you had asked me to put it in ST8. I've taken it out of ST8. And put it back to where it belongs, which is in that consultation bit there, which is, as I say, is a separate document. And again, it needs pricing for the same reason. One other issue you've got, the site will not accept pictures, even in the main bit. It leaves a blank there. Now, there is a box further down after you put in your 100-word summary, which says you can add some files.
Yeah.
But The problem with that is they're disjointed. They're not in the document.
Yeah.
So there's not much point. So I still believe you've got to send the whole document to the borough in a covering thing, because that is your objection as a council. And I feel that that is very important that you do that. And I think, to be honest, you should send in my final one, which has the summaries also in there, so that you've got everything in one place that the inspector, if it ever gets to him, can look at and say, okay, I see your summary, I see what you're talking about, because your summary is to all the bits in front of it. And again, it doesn't put any in the, when you load it, all your colouring, spacing and thing gets shot out the window, I'm afraid, because it doesn't accept it. So any highlighting, capitals you put in, all disappears when you copy and paste.
David, can I just ask you then, do you think we should put a note in the introduction to say, please refer for the photos?
No. I don't think it's even worth it, because at the end of it, you're making life more complicated. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it anyway.
Yeah.
Where is it going to go? But if they've got it in the other format, they can look at it.
On the consultation portal, in the section where you can attach files, can you actually attach the whole PDF?
No.
It doesn't allow that. Or does it only allow certain...
Well, it'll take the whole PDF, but then you're putting the whole document in, but you'll have all your pictures and everything disappear.
No, what I'm saying is you're attaching the PDF where it's asked whether you're allowed to put the file in. Won't that separately get transmitted to them, and your summary will be up the top?
I don't know how they'll deal with it, no. When you fill it in, you have to put in your objection in the first box.
Mm.
Then it comes up immediately normally with an asterisk and says, okay, you need the summary underneath. You can't move on to do anything else until you put a summary in. It's locked.
Yeah, I understand that. But you've got the opportunity to attach file.
There is then another box,
yeah,
a third box underneath that, which allows you to drag and drop files in.
Yeah.
But you've already put that in, your main document's all there. So there's no advantage of the last one. I'm not quite sure why it's there, to be honest.
Well,
I can see what you're saying, Nigel.
Yes, you could either attach a picture to it.
You can attach a picture.
A JPEG, can you put a PDF which contains the pictures?
The JPEG's in the PDF. Within the PDF.
But what does that mean?
Well, that means they will get that whole document, a whole PDF document.
No, they won't. They'll only get a picture that you put in.
Recommending.
I would be in the summary. A picture and words within the PDF document.
But it's disjointed from your main document, because it won't go with the main document.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'll have a look.
But that's crazy, though, isn't it?
Mm. Well, the whole thing's crazy, but there we are.
David, could you say something about what amendments you made after the meeting on Tuesday? In relation to
I
put 106 and other things.
I picked up hopefully all your points.
Should we do that when we start looking at the items?
If David could be
absolutely.
Hopefully, I did go through and I hope I've got all the points apart from that final spelling one. There was a slight toing and froing over the introduction and Graham's interpretation of that. And I have put Councillor Acker's thing is the summary of the introduction, because I think it covered the main point. But firstly, it started with "you object," which I think is important as the first introduction bit. You've got to have that up there, and taking it on from there. But that's up to, I'm quite happy to.
On behalf of the council, David, I just want to thank you, because you've got an immense amount of knowledge. And we couldn't have done this without your input, and also without Graham's input, and without John's input as well. But mainly yourself. I know you've spent hours and hours and hours on this. And but you just want to see right for the islands as well. On behalf of the council, really do thank you for what you've done.
Yes, thank you, David.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Would anybody else like to speak? Right, thank you. So moving on to 2604, to confirm the minutes of the council meeting on the 16th. Has everybody got them?
Yep.
Just bear with me. Okay, does anybody else have any comments?
No, I propose we accept them.
Okay, thank you. Seconder?
John?
Yeah.
Councillor Backer, seconding? Councillor Hindwell?
Well, I'm voting in favour.
Okay, thank you. Can we have a vote, please? Thank you. Jenkins?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
It was my proposal, wasn't it? So yes,
it was, yes, thank you. So we accept. We accept the minutes, thank you very much. 2605, to discuss and agree the next step with regards to the West Mersey Town Council environmental response to Colchester City Council local plan consultation.
Right. Shall I introduce this to
you? Yes, please, thank you.
Through the clerk on Wednesday, I circulated the latest version of the objection from the council. This was took account of all we believe were the points that were made at the working party on the Tuesday. So we went through, David and I went through all the comments which were made. There weren't that many in reality in terms of the substance of the document. It was quite clear what we were at.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a voluminous document going into 30 or 40 pages. And David was very onto the detail of what was involved. And it's a pity about the pictures, because the pictures added a lot to the sense of the document. It was left that Graham Farley would come forward with what the barrister was indicating in relation to the environment, and that would be attached to the proposal that was put forward. I was in touch with Graham yesterday, and the meeting with the barrister is not taking place until next week on Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hopeful that it would be today. It's the 9th, yeah.
It is, yeah, but unfortunately that is not. But it's important for the council to take the view, which it did at the working party, that irrespective of whether the paper, the statement was available, that we would append it as an addendum to the objection, but it would be on a without prejudice basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were satisfied that it would cover the objections, which are really principal objections in relating to what the law was. I am content with saying that, although it's disappointing we haven't got the letter, that we can be confident that we can attach it to the proposal that goes forward. I don't know whether David wants to say anything about what was included in the draft, but there is the opportunity for the council to come forward. I'm sorry that we could only circulate it on Wednesday, but we only had the meeting on the Tuesday. And we've done our best to to put it forward. I am almost lost for words about how difficult it is to transmit this document to the City Council. And what I would recommend, and we'll deal with it in a minute, is that we are going to have a group of councillors together with the Assistant Town Clerk on Monday enter in physically on the portal the documents. And as David Cooper's indicated, we will have to do this in two parts. One is in terms of what we will put forward, but we will also have to put forward the summaries. We've got agreement on the summaries, bar one, which is the introduction. The other thing we'll say as a recommendation to you is that we send in our comments in three parts. One is we send it in by post in full, with the full document, which is done. So it will cover David's points in terms of the
John, can I just stop you? Because you're going on to 2606. Shall we move on? You've given an update with regards to the environmental. 2605,
yeah,
no worries.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So if we move on to 2606, and we can bring David in as well,
where necessary, to comment. That's fine.
To discuss and agree the response from West Mersey Town Council so far to be included in the Colchester City Council
local plan and
consultation. Yep. All right, and then the following point after that one is to agree the steps.
Okay.
All right.
So on 2604... 2605, the environmental response is that there will be a letter, hopefully after the meeting on Monday, which this council can put forward. So what I am saying to you is that we won't have sight of that, but this council is agreeing now, proposed that it agree that letter go in
Which 2605 we agreed at the last... Oh, no, we didn't, did we? We discussed. So, okay, yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we need agreement on that.
Okay. So is that your proposal?
That's my proposal.
Thank you. I'll second that. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. So now we're going on to 2606. To discuss and agree the response from West Mersey Town Council so far to be included in the Colchester City Council local plan consultation.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. Yeah. So you've got the document which was circulated on Wednesday. It does include the comments which were made at the working party on the Tuesday. I don't know whether the council has been able to look at it in detail, but I do assure you that the points in relation to 106 Section 106 monies is in there, that we have not made any recommendation relating on that, but we've said that this is a matter which the council would want to come back to in due course. Comments have been made in terms of different headings which were put in, and we've also made comments in relation to the doctors and the environment, which is in there, which has been put forward after discussion on Tuesday. So my recommendation to the council is, subject to any points are now made, that we move forward and present that as our main objection.
Okay. We need to talk about the summary, though, don't we?
But can we do it with it in parts? Let's deal with the main document,
because that's
the one that's been put forward.
So the proposal is to accept the main document that you've circulated on
Wednesday
as our
evidence or our objection in chief.
As our objection, and subject to the environmental document following
going
in as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was an additional one, some changes made yesterday, but they're minor, presumably?
They're minor. They're in relation to the doctors.
Just the spelling?
Yeah, we're just
patience, isn't it, David?
And relevance.
Yeah, we all need a lot of patience.
Having patience rather than to individuals.
There was another amendment, actually, I've only just put in today, because the information was in the County Standard today.
Okay.
Which was the patient ratio for North East Essex Health Authority, which is 2,008 patients per doctor. We're 2,800 per doctor. So I've just added that in there as a bit more information.
Okay, so
that will be in the final
one. So, taking Bob's point, the amendment's been made in terms of the typos which you pointed out. Yeah. They're in the document, and there's a plus one with
David. We don't want to agree to send Wednesday's version in.
No. David is just.
If you could take
the latest version.
Also, I put in your housing, almshouses.
Yes, I noticed
things
that.
Like
thank
that
you.
Have gone in there. As I say, I hope I covered all the things you asked for to go in.
Yeah.
And section 106, as you discussed, has been taken. Well, the suggestions have been taken all out, and it's just a blank one in there, basically, to be discussed.
And I think just to follow up on that is the council really does need to have a separate meeting to talk about section 106,
and we need to do it
sooner rather than later of what we're going to do, is whether we go out and consult.
And the other one you need to follow up is the traffic survey. I have put that in there,
as you
requested, to say that about time they did a traffic survey of vehicles on and off the island.
Okay.
And that's in there as well.
Okay. So with those amendments which we've got, that will go forward. I'll let you have the full. I'll let you have the latest.
Okay. Right. So, any comments, please?
That's a very thorough document. We've been through it, haven't we? Line by line. I think it's brilliant, to be honest with you.
I think it will be one of the most substantial documents that the City Council will receive. Well, it will be interesting to see, Nigel, what they say. But the importance of it, as far as the Council is concerned, is that this is the bedrock of evidence which the Council will rely on when it gets to the public examination, which is it's a legal basis, and you need to put it in at this stage in order to have a spread of evidence which the inspector can review.
Any other comments? Okay.
Well, what we put in for the section, because there was a suggestion for section 106 monies on the potential development to be directed towards surface improvements on the glebe. So what we put in there? Nothing.
No.
Or to be decided? Or
yeah.
Did we still include the statement that said we want to make clear that we have no intention of having a sports facility for the whole of the South of Colchester?
I think David did include...
That's in the document, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pointing out
that we can't
the pitfalls
the
of
money.
The parish are taking on.
So that's still included.
That's within the document.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rest of it is out. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to discuss afterwards, I think, the introduction. Is it? It's just a matter of
words. Yeah.
But this is the main body.
This is the main body.
Right.
What the chair is saying is that the issue for us is how we transmit this to the Colchester City Council through their portal.
Yeah, which we can't agree here, because I think it's going to be a case of sitting down.
It's going to be sitting down.
Yeah.
As David Cooper's indicated, we've got summaries here in front of me of what is under each particular paragraph.
Yeah.
We have to submit evidence on particular paragraphs in order to be able to put our comments in. So we need another document to deal with the summaries. And as the chair has indicated, there is discussion going on about what should be in the summary. But if it could be left in the context for the council, that there will be onward discussion on Monday when we put the data in about what the first summary should be. That would be very helpful, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, alright.
So with that, my proposal is that the introduction to the on the summary be left to those putting forward the data on Monday.
I think it would be good, if you don't mind me saying, Councillor Acker, is if the four of us, including Graham, can have a conversation and settle on what that should be.
Yeah,
is that fair?
Yeah.
Are you happy with that, David? And
I don't think there's a problem. I don't think the summaries will actually mean anything at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because it's such a short bit.
Yeah.
They're only 100 words, and you can't put a proper objection in with 100 words. I mean, it has to be backed by facts and things like that.
Yeah.
And the inspector isn't going to say, oh, you might not like it, that's your problem.
Yeah.
But no, you've got to come up with a reason. The reasons can't be done within the 100 words.
Words, yeah. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
So based on what we've just said, that's your proposal?
That's my proposal.
Do you want to read the proposal back?
That the main document with West Mersey Town Council's objections will be circulated through the portal on Wednesday, subject to the environmental documents
On Monday.
Councillor Hidwell. There's a planning meeting at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might be available to...
it all onto the portal?
I think Carol. I mean, I volunteered to come along as well,
yeah.
So if
I'm
happy to help.
I'm there.
We're here at 10 o'clock, David.
But immediately after the planning meeting on Monday, we can deal with it, okay.
All right, is that to everyone's satisfaction?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're proposing?
Well, I'm proposing that we send the document on Monday.
Yeah.
To Portishead City Council, that there is. Sorry.
Your hand.
It's got a hook on. And that there is a meeting, David, myself. Yeah. This is
just to agree the summary. It's just to agree the summary. It's not the main body of the document.
Okay, and a meeting to agree the summary.
Yeah.
We have a discussion to agree.
Is that the show in the minute? No, it's that minute that you're voting on. You're just having a discussion.
Yeah, we're just going to have a discussion of what it should be. The main body is what we're...
What we're approving today, Kirsty, is this document with David's amendment, which he's done today, goes in on Monday.
By post and email.
I'll come on to that. How are we going to transmit it in a minute?
Right, shall we vote on that bit first?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're proposing. Seconder? Councillor Williams, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Acker?
Thank you. Thanks for your patience with that. It's a complicated thing to pilot through. Now, in terms of transmission, we're going to do it via the portal. A hard copy should also be sent on Monday by post.
I've got to deliver it by hand to get a signature.
Well, I'm going to recommend that we get a recorded delivery on Monday.
Okay.
Yep.
That's important, Kirsty, as well. Recorded delivery.
And the next thing is that we also send a copy by email. Yeah. And as far as the transmission to residents is concerned, that we make a full copy available on our website of the objection. Yeah. And we will also do a summary as well.
Can I make a further suggestion?
Yep.
That we provide a copy to the library?
Yeah.
I know that you've mentioned that people can't, but at least they can see, you know.
And obviously we also publicise our objection. Yep.
Is it also worth, actually, Mersey Life?
Yeah, we're
putting an article in to say that we've now done this.
And it's a document I think the council should be proud of in terms of its comprehensive nature and the amount of research it's done. So it should be done. The other thing that I would recommend is that we see what the city council do. They've got a meeting with the local planning committee early in February, and it'd be really interesting to see what information we may need to speak. And this should be minuted at the local planning committee in early February. In order to present what we've put forward and how they've reproduced it. So I think that's an important.
So what you're saying is if the opportunity arises, you're seeking agreement now,
yeah,
that if we can speak.
We should keep an open mind to see
somebody speaks on
the local plan.
On the local plan
committee. Yeah.
At which meeting?
The meeting early in February.
Local plan committee.
Early February.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Is our response going to be circulated to the city and county councillor?
I think that would be a sensible thing to do.
To circulate our full response?
To the ward councillors, actually.
To the ward councillors.
All three of them.
All three. And to the,
county councillor.
To do that.
The traffic.
Yeah.
And the MP, if you like.
Okay.
And the MP, if you
and
like.
And the MP as well.
Yeah.
That's valid. Jenkins either.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Is everybody happy with it? Would anyone like to comment?
That's fine.
Good to meet
you. Okay. Councillor Ackle, that's your proposal.
That's fine.
I'm happy to second that to speed it up. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, 2607, to agree the next step with regards to Colchester City Council local plan consultation.
I think you've done it.
Thanks again to David from the council.
Absolutely.
Thanks to yourself, because I know you've put a lot of work into
this
as well. And thanks to Graham and everybody else that's spent the time to look at this. We did speak earlier about the amount of time that's been spent looking. So thank you to everybody that's read it, because it is quite important. David.
Can I just interject here, Madam Mayor? What you're putting up online for the public to see, I mean, whatever you put in will be visible at Colchester.
Yeah.
I don't know how they will present it on the Colchester website. I don't know yet. It's going to be interesting to see. But they have to put it up on there for the public domain. But you will also have an opportunity to do that. The final document that I did this morning after the other corrections, where I put the summaries within the various sections so that they follow on logically. You haven't got to look at a separate document to see the summaries. I think even online, that might still be a good thing to leave the whole document with the summaries in each of the places where they belong as part of the document online for you to have. And I'm quite happy, I'll email that through.
Okay.
Later, well, in a while, to you to have, so you can also look at it. But it's just, I found I have coloured them differently in the document. They're purple to show the summaries, so they stand out in each section in purple. You can see the summaries. It's trying to just make it visually clear what's going on. And I think anyone who has any sort of computer skills will be able to understand it, hopefully. Because that's what you're trying to do at the end of the day, is to tell the people of Mersey what you're up to in the simplest way.
Yeah.
They may not want to wade through two or three pages, but if they can look at a summary, you picked up those points, you picked up that point, because that's all the summary is going to do, is pick up the points in there. The nitty-gritty of it, the fact how many times the tide comes over a season and that sort of thing, they're not interested in, probably. But the inspector may be interested in it.
It's worth also saying, David, I think, that there's a great deal of, and the council, a great deal of frustration by residents that they have not been able to put forward comments in an easy way during this consultation. and also that there was no local drop-in centre or meeting provided by Colchester City, you know, that unlike Braintree, which had 7 local meetings about their local plan, Colchester City didn't have one.
In the City Hall we could go in.
Oh, we could go in the City Hall. But that was, I would have dearly liked to have seen how our meeting in Mersey went. But my reservations about calling one or recommending one was that it would have taken
the focus away.
And may have reduced significantly comments. But I'm very pleased by the number of callers who have come into this office and asked for further information. I've had a conversation with a great number of people, and you will find in the Mersey Life this weekend and in the Courier a call at the 11th hour for people to get comments in by next Wednesday. And I thought that was important, that people, you know, that we kept up the pressure to get residents to do that.
Do you think as well that perhaps if Carol today could put out on social media, because, you know, the 14th is the last day, just as a reminder, if Carol could send Kirsty, if that's okay, if Carol could today send through social media, and also through information emails that we have where we communicate to people, just send a reminder through that as well.
If she's got time to do that.
Yeah, if she's got time.
That
the deadline for comments.
Just repost the previous
one. That's it, repost what she's put, but the emphasis on that the deadline is on the 14th of January.
The previous town clerk actually did put it on. Reproduced our poster, which has gone down very well, actually, on Mersey Local this week. Inviting people, but I if she's got time, I think that would be a really good idea. Okay.
One thing I've added on the bottom of my document for your interest really is that actually, of course, 300 houses on Mersey is only 2.25% of the amount of housing they've got to find for Colchester. They're not interested in Mersey. Bear that one in mind. It's a very small proportion of the what they're looking for, 21,000 houses or dwellings in Colchester, up to 2041.
Every little helps. That's
but they are scrappling around.
Trouble is we're not
the main development takes up most of it, but there are 3,864 in the smaller areas around. That's quite a lot in the smaller areas. But bear in mind, Middlewich come out with 1,000.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments?
No.
Okay, I'm going to now close the meeting. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's going to be interesting. Mersey Life is that we ought to write something. We can agree, you know, afterwards, we need to put something in Mersey Life and say that the council has received it.
And direct them to the website.